And the background music of Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, our theme wrapping up right there. And it means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, program number 386 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 77 degrees, and we're coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone lines and bring her in and say good morning to Miss Becky Pratt. Becky, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, very good. I need to get your levels adjusted. So where are we visiting with you from today, Becky?
Well, I just got home, and I'm sitting on my recliner, and I'm having my morning coffee because I had to leave early this morning to get a few things done, and I didn't get my coffee, so I'm having my coffee now.
Oh, there you go. That's great. Well, Becky, are you a native of Clarissa, or where were you born and raised?
Well, I was actually born in Melrose.
In Melrose, okay.
And then my parents moved here when I was in first grade and moved south of Clarissa. I grew up south of Clarissa.
Okay.
And then I went off to college and then moved back to the area, got married, and now I live north of Clarissa.
Well.
I haven't moved very far.
Very good. Very good. Where'd you go to school then? Where'd you graduate from?
Graduated from Browerville High School.
Browerville. Okay.
Yep.
Very good. So did you take any music in school? Were you a musician at all?
Well, I dabbled with it. I don't necessarily would say I'm a musician. I did in grade school, took accordion lessons.
Uh-huh.
And then in grade school, started with the saxophone, and then I did play that in the high school band.
Okay.
And then when I went off to college, I started taking bass guitar lessons, and did that for a couple of years, played bass guitar, actually joined a band for one day.
Okay.
A rock and roll band. and I decided I didn't like to be front and center. I'd rather be behind the scenes.
Well, there you go. So somewhere along the way, you decided to buy a ballroom then, huh?
Correct.
And when did that day happen?
Well, we purchased the Clarissa Ballroom on July 1st, 1997.
97, okay.
So 24 years ago almost.
Oh, my goodness. So you've had a pretty good run there. Kind of seen the best of times and the worst of times probably, huh? Back in the days when you got into it, things were still maybe booming pretty good, and nowadays it's a little more on the decline, huh?
This last year I think was pretty rough on everyone in the hospitality industry,
yeah.
especially the venues where They were really totally shut down. They didn't necessarily, I mean, because that's all they did was events, you know, and those were shut down. And so it has been a
challenge, yeah.
For a lot of venues.
You bet. Yeah, I'm sure you lost a lot of weddings and events and things like that through the year last year, too, just like everybody, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We had last year 28 weddings booked to have at the hall, and we ended up only being able to have 4 of them.
Wow.
Actually, that we held at the hall. The majority of the other ones, most of them all got married, just not at our facility.
Sure.
They made other plans and continued on with their life and their plans, and yeah, just didn't have it with us, which is, you know, we totally get that, you know, and understand that, and that's part of the business, I guess. It was as unfortunate as it was for everybody. Those are things that, you know, are unforeseen, and you just have to, I guess, plug it away.
That's right. Well, the good news is we're still here, and a lot of our good patrons are still here yet, so we're just going to continue on now and hope that everybody kind of crawls out of that hole that we were in. So it's just amazing, because you would be living proof of no income, and the bills keep coming, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, the coolers, all the refrigeration, everything needs to stay running, and yet nobody's coming through the doors, no patrons, so really tough on the bars and the restaurants and, you know, entertainment industry, like you mentioned. Just a tough deal, so.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you still have to pay the light bill, still have to pay the insurance.
Yeah, taxes.
You still have to pay your loans, your taxes, everything, yep, and people don't necessarily realize that, you know, there's still bills regardless, you know.
You bet. Well, Becky, tell us, how did you happen to buy the ballroom? Was it just up for sale, or was it in your family, or how did that go for you?
Well, I don't want to say I grew up in the business, because we purchased it from my mom and dad.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes, but my mom and dad had purchased it in 1985.
Okay.
And by then I was, you know, already a sophomore in high school. So I did work there a couple of years before I went off to college.
Mm-hmm.
And I went off to college for 4 years, and then moved back home and got married and started a family of my own, and worked in town. And my mom and dad were dabbling with retiring. They had also had a cafe in the neighboring town that they had put up for sale, and ended up selling that. And then I had told them at a different point, if they ever, you know, wanted to sell, I'd be interested in buying it, because I enjoyed the business.
Sure.
And so they decided to try retirement, and so then, yes, my husband and I bought the business.
Okay.
24 years ago.
Wow. So did you have another occupation for a while then, before you got into the ballroom?
Well, I worked as a produce manager at the local grocery store.
Oh, okay.
So, and then I also cooked at my mom's restaurant.
Okay.
And then bartended, of course, at the ballroom, mm-hmm. and helped out there also, still while my parents owned it.
Okay.
So yeah, I stayed. My husband and I both stay quite busy. You know, so
I can believe that.
Yep. So I basically, well, I guess, have worked 3 jobs my whole entire life.
So how many kids to your union there?
We have 3.
3.
They're all grown. They all actually live within probably a 20-mile radius of us. They all have purchased their own homes, and our oldest is 28, and the youngest is 24.
Okay. And do they come and help out at the ballroom once in a while too then?
They still do.
They do.
Mainly, the boys like to bartend.
Mm-hmm.
And our daughter helps a lot in the kitchen. She's my go-to gal if I need to be gone on another job. She can take care of running the kitchen for me too. So,
sure. Well, that's wonderful.
They grew up in the business too, because our youngest was just a baby when we bought it. So.
Well, yeah, and that is a labor intense business. I mean, you can't just run it with just yourself and your husband, or so. You need waitresses and bartenders. You need people to. Because patrons don't want to wait to be served. They want everything right now, don't they?
Right. Yes, they do.
Uh-huh.
But we are very fortunate in the employee category. We have we do hire some high school kids every summer.
Uh-huh.
And they work, you know, quite a few of them work throughout the year for us too. And then we do have our bartenders and adults are ones who have other full-time jobs, and they work for us on weekends. And so we don't have the issue of not having help like a lot of other places do, because our people already have jobs. Our employees already have jobs. This is just their second job.
Nice. You know? Very nice.
So we're kind of lucky in that aspect. And plus with, you know, young kids giving the, you know, high school kids a job, a lot of them, this is their first job.
Sure.
So I do a lot of training in with young kids and their first job. And right now we have five high school kids, age kids that are working for us this summer. So
you need endless patience then when you're training. I know what that's like.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell them when I hire them, you know, I you know, when I interview, I tell them, I said, this is hard work, and
that's right,
long hours, and we're on a schedule, and when we have to serve a meal at 5, we have to serve a meal at 5. It's not, you know, not a time for a break.
That's right.
Know? And so they're forewarned beforehand, and so most of them come into it knowing that it's hard work.
Sure.
You know, and so they know, kind of know what to expect, and I do tell them, if you don't feel that you can, that you are up to this type of stress level, that it's probably not the job for you. So,
there you go. There
so
you go.
I got a really good crew this year, so
awesome.
I'm really, really happy with it all.
Very good. Yeah. Well, Becky, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
That sounds good.
All right. So Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. And here we are in July, coming up this week already, the 4th of July next weekend, and lots of summer picnics and cookouts going on. And just a perfect time to stop into the St. Joe Meat Market. Stock up on the numerous flavors of brats that are available for you. The brat of the week this week is a triple play feature for you. Yes, the Joetown brats, the cherry bomb brats, and the firecracker brats. The Joetown brats were created especially for the St. Joe Parish 4th of July Festival. The Joetown brat is a blend of lean pork and beef seasoned mildly to satisfy everyone's appetite. The firecracker brats, starting with a nice blend of pork and beef and pepper jack cheese, added for a nice warm but not too hot sensation. And the cherry bomb brats are the jalapeno cheese brats with even a little more zing and real cherries added. Yum! Take 30 cents off each package of any or all of these brats at the checkout counter all week long this week, unlimited quantities. Also, even though the St. Joe Parish Festival has been canceled for the second year in a row due to the COVID situation, the famous Joe Burgers that would have been at the St. Joe Parish Festival are the same great burgers that are available all of the time at the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market uses lean beef chuck roll for all burgers and patties. No additives or fillers. You'll always find the same great burger that would be used in the Sloppy Joes at the Parish Festival, and our best skin-on all-meat hot dogs, a favorite for everyone at any festival or picnic. For more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market wishing you a very fun holiday and holiday weekend. Becky, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We'll put up a nice package at the meat market, put that in the mail, send it out to your priority mail, and hope that you and your husband and family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds wonderful.
You bet. All righty. And we were talking about the ballroom there, the Clarissa Ballroom. And should just folks just joining us on our program here, we're visiting with Becky Pratt, who is the owner of the Clarissa Ballroom. And what is the schedule like these days, Becky? Do you guys open up every day or just weekends? Or what's it like, just say, in the next couple of weeks at the ballroom?
Well, for us, we have kind of turned it into more of a private booking venue.
Uh-huh.
Because my husband works full-time, and I work a couple other jobs part-time. And
uh-huh.
So, plus we farm.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, so we're quite busy. So for the ballroom, we do private bookings, and basically, well, this whole summer, every weekend, we are booked with mostly weddings, a few anniversaries in there, and showers, that kind of thing. But so ours is more of a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the occasional, you know, Sunday afternoon anniversary we have in there also. But mainly we're there. I'm usually there for prep work and cleaning and janitorial, you know, Thursday and Friday, and then Saturdays usually are the main events, you know, that we have booked there.
Okay.
So, yep.
Now, do you do any public dances at all? Like back in the days, I used to play for a band called the Ray Dronnell Band, and filled in with the Bobby Roberts Band, and I remember, and the Deutschmeisters too, and I remember playing at the Clarissa Ballroom, oh, this is back in the 70s and 80s probably, where they would just hire a band, and that was probably your folks, and, you know, just hope that a lot of people came out, and we always had nice crowds there that I recall at the ballroom. Do you still do any of that, or is it more just if you have an event, you'll have a band, or how is it?
Well, we haven't actually ran dances, open dances, so to speak, for several years.
Okay.
We don't have the clientele coming out for that like there used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, that is a sign of the times. You know, even for New Year's Eve, we haven't had a New Year's Eve dance in probably 10 years just because the people don't come out to them like they used to back, you know, when I was growing up and when you grew up through the years.
Sure.
You know, where you know, we went out dancing every Friday, Saturday night.
Okay.
You know, that was the thing.
Yes.
And it, that's no longer, you know, what kids do nowadays. So the only open dance event that we do is our Memorial Weekend Polka Fest.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And that's a 3-day event that we do Memorial Weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And actually, you know, we did have ours this year. We were able to do that because the governor opened us up on that Friday and Saturday, and we had a full house.
Oh, you did.
Probably one of our biggest ones attended, you know, in the 24 years that we have owned it.
Sure.
People wanted to get out. We had people calling us and, hey, are you going to be open for this? And I said, well, you know, if we're allowed to, we're gonna try and make it happen. So it was kind of thrown together at the last minute, but we did it, and we had a really good event. Had people there that had never been there before, and said what a wonderful facility and festival it was. And
you bet,
it was a good time.
Yeah. And how do you do it? I know you had several bands. I know Leon Olson was there, Jerry and Joyce Band were there, two of them that I remember off the top of my head. Do you have them all there at one time, or do you just are they take turns in the ballroom, or do you have a tent set up outside, or what's it like on the Polka Fest on Memorial Day weekend?
We don't do anything outside. We don't do a tent outside, and we just alternate the bands like every 2 hours for two bands. So mm-hmm. They'll, you know, play 2 hours, they'll be off 2 hours, and then on again for 2 hours, and we. Oh, boy, just probably up to 4 or 5 years ago, we ran 4 days. We did a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But, you know, again, sign of the times,
yep.
Less people, you know, so we have cut down days and our hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Saturdays we used to run 3 bands.
And, oh.
And now we're down to 2,
mm-hmm.
You know. So it's, you know, this year we had 3 bands throughout the weekend, two on Friday and two on Saturday and just one on Thursday.
Okay.
But typically on other years when we were running 4 days, we would have five or six bands throughout the weekend.
Sure, sure.
So it has changed over the years, and, you know, we've had to downsize just because of a lack of, you know, attendees.
Yeah, yeah.
Certain age group, and there's not a lot of young dancers to replace the ones who are no longer can come or no longer with us.
Yes, exactly. And don't you feel that it's almost like a lost art? I mean, you mentioned that that was what you did too on weekends. That's what we did. I mean, that's how I met my wife, was at a polka dance. And a lot of people met their spouses at polka dances. And the younger generation nowadays, I just think that they are really missing out on something here. And it, like you say, it's just a sign of the times.
It is. And actually, I met my husband at a dance too.
You did?
Mine wasn't a polka dance. We were out at a, you know, there was a rock and roll band. Heartbeat was actually playing.
Uh-huh.
When we met. So, and I've told my kids that the same. I mean, as my kids were growing up and as teenagers and even young adults, I have told them, boy, how much they miss out. You know, what growing up and going to dances and what fun it was.
Yep.
And because they didn't have that availability out there. I mean, because places like ours, we weren't having the dances because nobody was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I said, you know, boy, you kids missed out.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yep.
But it's a sign of the times.
It is. And we sure wish we could turn it around if there was a way we could do that. I just feel the younger generation, you know, they maybe drive around town and stuff on a weekend night. They play their video games or things like that. But just the great fun we had, just looking forward to meeting our friends. You know, you'd see them during school. And then we were old enough to drive, go out to the dances and, you know, dance with a pretty girl or whatever. And it was just a lot of fun. It was good, clean fun.
It was, yep. And you know, I think most of us can look back at what we would call the glory days.
Yeah.
You know, and just think of all the fun we had with our friends and dancing at every, you know, dance hall we went to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we would go to quite a few, you know, the Coliseum, to New Munich, to, you know,
yeah,
the Horseshoe. Yes, we went, you know, would go all over to dances. And it's, even to the, you know, one that was the Delwyn in St. Joe.
Yeah.
You know,
that was a nice ballroom.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I think a lot of it is our social media and our technology that, you know, that's how kids interact with each other now.
Yes, that's true.
You know, we didn't have that as kids. You know, we had to actually go out and meet our friends somewhere to visit and,
Exactly.
And, yeah, so that's, technology is good, but for a lot of things, but sometimes it really puts a damper on.
Has ruined things a little bit, that's for sure.
Yeah.
As you look back, who were some of the bands that came in that you enjoyed dancing to back in your younger years?
Well, I didn't dance to a lot of polka.
Okay.
Bands, but the ones that we booked, I guess that I would say, out the ballroom for our polka fest, our favorite back in the day was probably the Country Polka Tears.
Oh, yes.
With Gilly, and then it was really heartbreaking when we lost Gilly.
Yeah.
Because they always brought a lot of life to our festivals, you know.
Sure.
And the Night Owls were always a draw also, especially when all their kids were in the band. And actually, Kevin and Marlene were ones that helped my mom and dad get the Polka Fest started.
Okay.
You know,
they were really
I guess the pioneers behind that for my mom and dad. And Kevin did a lot of arranging for the bands for them because, you know, he wanted to see the polka music out there. And so he kind of brought the idea to my parents. And
sure.
That's
sure.
kind of how it all started. So,
sure.
And then we continued that afterwards. But there was a lot of them over the years that, you know, we really appreciate, but I think those two, and they were, you know, our area too. I mean, with Marlene and Kevin, being from the Sauk Center area, and Gilly and Joyce being from the Piers area, you know, they're just, we're more local that they were.
Sure.
A lot of locals to our facility. And then with Jerry's dance band,
yeah,
you know, he's really draws a lot of locals,
sure,
for us.
You bet. I had a listener call me this morning reminiscing that he remembered dancing at the Clarissa Ballroom, Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers, and that was a bigger band from Mankato area, came up, and he remembered dancing at the ballroom, and he said, what a beautiful ballroom to dance at, and he said the music was fantastic. So it was nice to hear.
Yeah, we hear a lot of stories from people who used to come see, Whoopi John,
yeah.
Yeah, he was before my time.
Uh-huh.
That's a big one that people always say. We always used to come up here to see him play, and yeah, so that was a big band that everybody met, that I hear a lot that people mention when they reminisce about, you know, days out at the ballroom.
Sure. And do you know much about the history of the ballroom? Who built it, or who were the first ones, and why?
Well, I don't know who the first owners were,
uh-huh,
but I do know that the original dance floor part was in Bertha.
Oh.
And it was moved to Clarissa in 1948.
Okay.
By horses.
Really?
And they had the big logs underneath the building, and as the horses went down the road, they moved the logs back. You know, they have actually pictures of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Where they were moving the ballroom there. And in Bertha, it was called the Pavilion.
Okay.
And they used to have a lot of, you know, meetings there.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law, who has passed away since, said they used to roller skate there all the time.
Okay.
And he said it was a big place to go roller skating, and they had sock hops and stuff there.
Sure.
And so, yep. So in 48, it was the dance floor part was moved to Clarissa, and then in 56, the lean-tos, the booths and stuff were added on.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And what is it like today? Is it air-conditioned, or do you still open the shutters for warm evenings, or what's it like there?
We are air conditioned now.
Okay.
We actually put a hole in, let's see, 2007. We tore the whole roof off and put a whole new vaulted ceiling on it, and insulated everything. Put new windows and doors. We've done a lot of work to it.
Okay.
And updated the electricity and put in air conditioning, you know, AC and.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so it's, yeah, air-conditioned, and the acoustics aren't what they used to be when it was open rafters.
Oh, yeah.
That is one thing I missed. I mean, it was, the acoustics were awesome. I mean, that's what a lot of people would say, boy, the music sounds so good in here, because it was open rafters, and, you know, so it was easy enough to bounce here or there and be absorbed, you know, versus now we have the vaulted ceiling and it's knotty pine and
sure,
it's the acoustics aren't what they used to be.
Uh-huh.
So.
And it fascinates me too. A lot of the ballrooms over the years are on the shores of a lake or something. It's kind of a natural setting. But what do you think was the, how did they figure out to put the ballroom where they did in Clarissa?
Well, we have a creek that runs by us. Does that count?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's water there then.
At one point in time, the Eagle Creek that does go by us, it used to be quite a bit higher.
Uh huh.
And they used to float a lot of logs down.
Okay.
The river, down the creek. I don't know if that's why they, you know, put it there. I really couldn't tell you, because in Bertha there wasn't a lake there either.
Uh huh. Okay.
You know, where the pavilion was.
Okay.
So and I'm not even sure, you know, who purchased it at that time. I did ask the Bertha clerk if she could find any information on it for me, and of course it's hard to find
sure
stuff nowadays too. So So I really don't have the answer for that. Why it was decided to put it there.
Well, we're running short on time now, but let's put in a little plug for the ballroom there. So folks thinking about getting married or having some type of event, you're always willing and ready to take on things. How do they get a hold of you?
They could either call the hall, and that number is 218-756-2322, or my cell phone. That's an easy and quick way to get a hold of me, and that's 320-219-3023.
Very good. And again, you can pretty much do it all. You'll provide the food or prepare the food, or if they want to do a wedding, or if they're thinking, what are some of all the events that you do have? I mean, is it just weddings, or is there anything like shower dances or anything like that anymore?
Well, unfortunately, shower dances are another thing of the past.
Okay.
I mean, we used to go to a lot of them as kids.
Yeah.
You know, everybody had a shower dance.
Yeah.
And they don't have a lot of them, and I mention them, and people say, what is a shower dance? But we do a lot of weddings. A
lot of weddings, okay.
And then, of course, we do other parties, birthday parties, anniversaries. We do a lot of fundraisers for, like, sportsmen's club banquets for local, some of the churches.
Sure.
Schools, they, we'll have fundraisers out there and have a dinner and a dance or a gaming day. We do a lot of them, in the during the winter, our off-season months. We do a lot of fundraising events for area organizations come there and put on their fundraising events.
And for folks wondering, how big it is or if it's big enough for your event, what is your seating capacity or what do you consider a full house?
Around 400, 450.
Oh, okay.
It can get pretty tight at 450, but we can seat that.
Sure.
But our, comfortable level is more the 350, where it's, you got a little more room to move around.
And in today's day and age, that is a good-sized event, you bet.
Right, yep.
Well, Becky, before we let you go, and I think I forewarned you, I usually ask each guest if they have a memory as they look back over their time. And oftentimes it's musicians, so they might have band stories about, having tires flat or stolen off the vehicle or hitting a deer on the way to the job or playing in front of a lot of people someplace, president's inauguration, all sorts of things. But through your eyes, what's a memorable event back over your time?
I will have to say our polka fests are very near and dear to me.
Uh-huh.
We've had a lot of fun over the years with them from some of the guests who will decorate the band's vehicles with unnamely clothing. They'll throw their shoes up over we used to get a lot of shoes that were thrown up over the electrical wires outside, and I didn't realize that was a thing.
Oh.
Apparently it was, and we would have some of the guests that would dress up in costume and do a parade, at our polka festivals. Those were always fun. Our kids enjoyed them, immensely, just watching them all dress up and parade through the ballroom in their costumes.
Okay.
So those, I think, I have so many memorable moments of the people, that have come and gone through there, and the good friends that we have met and that kind of feel like family that you only see once a year.
Well, that's great.
So that's, I think, and it's something we always look forward to, every single year is our festival that, it's like, we get to see our long-lost family that we have, and this year was especially, sweet because we haven't seen them for 2 years.
Yes, yes, and I heard from a number of them, and they were excited to get out there again, so that's awesome.
Yes, so it was great to see everybody again, and like I said, it's like family you only see like once a year, so it was great to be back open and to see everybody. And there was, you know, of course, you lose some along the way, and so there's some we didn't get to see that we lost in the last couple of years, and which is sad. And we do have a Canadian friends that couldn't make it across the border or get back, I should say. We're letting them in, so to speak, but they can't get back. So
sure.
We have them this year too. So, but those are there's a lot of memories that from our polka festival that I could go on all day with.
For sure. Well, our time has run out. Becky, this has been very special. We thank you so much for taking time out and joining us. And like I tell every other guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this show again sometime. How's that for you?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. And if you want to hang on, I'll talk to you off the air. And have a great afternoon.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. And there she goes, Miss Becky Pratt, our 386th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Bernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers, the Night Owls, and Gilly Mouse and the Country Polka Tears. So don't go away. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 386th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And what a delightful guest, Becky Pratt, owner of the Clarissa Ballroom, joining us today on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're at 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, jumping right into the polka music. It's going to be Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers. Yeah, back in the days at the Clarissa Ballroom. One called the Broken Hearted Polka. Thank you. Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers, one called the Brokenhearted Polka. Waltz time, it's the Blue Skirt Waltz. Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers. Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers with one called the Blue Skirt Waltz. And yeah, if you're my age, as old as I am, probably close your eyes and still picture the Jolly Brewers playing at a ballroom like the Clarissa Ballroom back in the days. Some good stuff. Here's Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers with one called the Colonel Oompa Polka. Thank you. Ernie Koopman and the Jolly Brewers, one called the Colonel Oompa Polka, as we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over there at Jeannie B's Tours. And what a great job they're doing. Yes, people, places, and planning fill Jeannie B's days these days as the Tons of Fun and 21 tour schedule continues. And that's for anyone experiencing 2020 cabinitis. You know, it almost seems like it's been so long since we had that pandemic, but that really shut down the entertainment field. And companies like Jeannie B's Tours were on hold for a whole year there, and now they are ready to run and entertain you. So fun-filled itineraries take Jeannie B's travelers throughout the USA. Highlights this year include the Fall Colors of the Ozark, Branson Holiday Tours, including favorites like Daniel O'Donnell and the Presley family. Then there's Door County, Wisconsin, the Cape Cod of the Midwest, and the Medora Musical. We'll be going there in just a couple of short weeks. And I think that one might be filled up now, but you know, it never hurts to check things out with Jeannie. So her phone number, 320-345-1581. 320-345-1581. And, of course, Jeannie, well, they do lots of the casino tours. They do the daycations, they call them. And so that is just you leave home in the morning and you're back at home in your own bed at night. And then for those that are a little more ambitious and want to do a little more sightseeing and traveling, they do the overnights. So, yeah. So places like, well, let's see what it says here on the sheet. They go to the Jasper Musical in Park Rapids, Minnesota. The Old Lock Theater at the Music Man at the Chanhassen. And, yeah, a number of places like that they'll take you to. And, of course, all of the various casinos throughout Iowa, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, and Wisconsin. So, yeah, each month they go someplace. So make sure you check Jeannie's schedule. For more information, you can check her email or her website. And that is www.jeanniebtours.com. Again, www.jeanniebtours.com. Jeannie Bonfig, yes, great traveling company. Look forward to lots of fun when you travel with Jeannie. And she brings treats on the bus as well. So, you bet. Jeannie Bonfig, Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues right now. We're going to feature music by the Night Owls. As Becky was mentioning, one of the groups that was instrumental in getting the Polka Fest started on off the ground at Clarissa Ballroom. So here the Night Owls are with one called the Playmate Polka.
Jolly friends.
The Night Owls with the Playmate Polka. 20 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 78, our current temperature here in Albany. One dance that was always fun to do at the ballrooms, and that was the Schottische. Here the Night Owls are with the Ripsaw Bucksaw Schottische. And the Night Owls there with the Ripsaw Bucksaw Schottische. Yes, always a fun dance at the ballrooms. And the Night Owls with a nice old-time waltz, the Chicago Waltz. Marlene on the concertina. The Night Owls with the Chicago Waltz. 15 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 78, our current temperature here in Albany. In the final portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. Yes, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helping eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, with new models in stock. And boy, the place to go. And especially now that we're getting some rain and the lawns are going to start turning green again, and folks are going to need to start cutting that lawn again. You need a mower that's going to, you know, put out, that's going to do the job. And that Hustler is the mower for you. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes available to you. Kevin carries all of the different models, everything from the little Raptor, the little ones for the in-town yard, the small yard, all the way to the big Super Zs and beyond. If you're mowing golf courses or acreage, a lot of lawn, like I do, we mow over an acre of lawn. It's nice to have one of those bigger models. 60-inch deck we have. They come in, what, 72-inch, I believe. So, yeah, if you want to cover some ground, Kevin can fit you with one of those as well. All sorts of attachments available, baggers, thatchers, all always available, the suspension ride seat. Really, really nice equipment there that Kevin can help you out with. And, of course, Kevin does repair work. So if you've got old Bessie getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin. Well, he'll tune her up, change the belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do that all for you. And if all of a sudden you get your eye on one of those brand new Hustlers, he'll make you a sweet deal on old Bessie. And of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile around, so he'll tune old Bessie up, put him out for sale, and somebody looking for something used can always pick up a good used mower there as well, reconditioned. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Once again, that's 320-363-7459 for Kevin's Countryside. And also, we always like to mention, Kevin has taken on a new line as well. It's the Eagle Power line of products, and that includes the push lawnmower that's battery-powered, and it also includes the battery chainsaw, battery-powered chainsaw, and the leaf blower, and the backpack blower. And I happened to pick up one of these Eagle Power Heads from Kevin, so it's a kit. And so it came with several attachments. And so we've got the edger, we've got the weed trimmer, and we've got the chainsaw, the pole saw. So, and boy, that 56-volt battery system, that lithium battery, that has got some power. So check that out as well when you're over at Kevin's. Kevin's Countryside, yeah, a fun place to visit. Nice drive this time or any time of the year when you're heading out that way. Head on County Road 3, 6 miles. That's 6 miles north of St. Joe. So as you come out of St. Joe, you're on County Road 75. County Road 3 turns to the north, to the right, and you'll see the big billboard sign there pointing to that direction, Kevin's Countryside. You just stay on County Road 3 for about 6 miles. And you get out there about 6 miles, you look to the left, you'll see that big post where the sign hangs saying Kevin's Countryside. Nice tar driveway there. Takes you right into Kevin's Countryside. And he's got a nice yard. He'll let you try out any one of those lawnmowers. He doesn't mind if you cut his whole lawn. So a great place to try out one of those brand new Hustlers. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 12 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 79 degrees now here in central Minnesota. And one more of the bands that Becky mentioned was the Country Polka Tears. Gillian Joyce Mouse and all the Country Polka Tears, right now with the Guido Polka. The Country Polka Tears. Yes, they added little pizzazz, a lively, great time to any party. And yeah, they were one of the great bands that Becky mentioned in the beginning of their Polka Fest at Clarissa Ballroom on Memorial Day weekend, one of the bands that they always looked forward to hiring. Music continues with the Country Polka Tears and one called Moonlight and Roses. Joyce and Gilly on the vocals. Gilly and Joyce Mulse and the Country Polka Tears, Moonlight and Roses. And yes, just one of the great lively bands from back in the days that performed at the Polka Fest at Clarissa Ballroom. 5 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 78 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune. Gilly and Joyce, one called the Violets and Roses Waltz.
I'm sending you.
Country Polka Tears, The Violets and Roses Waltz. And wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we come up on 2 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 78 degrees here in central Minnesota.